This is Albert Mitchell's Daytime Answer Man program at your service. A program that answers your questions and helps you out with your problems. Anyone can ask a question about anything, and everyone will receive a reply. Some on the air, all by mail. And now, here he is, your Daytime Answer Man.
Good afternoon, and a happy Thanksgiving Day to you all. Now for today's questions.
Here's the first from a Bridgeport, Connecticut listener. How long did it take the pilgrims to eat the first Thanksgiving dinner?
A whole week, even with the help of the Indians.
And a Freeport, Long Island woman asks, what kind of a fish is a skipjack?
The skipjack, or Pomatoma saltatrix, is commonly known as the bluefish.
Next, a Carlstadt, New Jersey woman inquires, what is a good soil to use for forcing amaryllis bulbs in the house?
Use a soil mixture of 6 parts loam, 4 parts sand, and 3 parts of leaf mold. With each peck of this mixture, add a half cup of bone meal. That nurses the amaryllis along very nicely.
An Ivoryton, Connecticut woman writes, my daughter is trying to tell me that every person has a blind spot in each eye. I find this hard to believe, but thought I'd ask you to make sure. Is it true or isn't it?
It is. At the place where the optic nerve enters into the retina, there is a blind spot which is completely insensitive to light. The spot covers a visual angle varying from 3 to 9 degrees, but because of the field of vision of the eyes overlaps, we are not conscious of any blindness as we look at things.
A Scarsdale, New York boy wants to know if they had folding chairs back in the 18th century.
Oh, yes, and before that, folding stools, which were called fall stools and were not unlike the present-day camp stool.
A bride living on Staten Island writes, I would like to make my first Thanksgiving Day dinner as nearly like the first one served by the pilgrims as possible. Can you tell me what they ate?
Well, the main items of food served at the first Thanksgiving Day feast were turkey, Indian pudding, and pumpkin pie.
This question comes from a Pottstown, Pennsylvania listener. How does the average height of a Japanese woman compare with the height of an average Japanese man?
There's usually about 5 inches difference, the average Japanese male being 5 feet 3.5 inches tall, and the female 4 feet 10.5 inches.
A Ringo's, New Jersey woman asks, do we know where Joshua of the Bible was buried?
Yes and no. We do know that Joshua was buried on the side of Mount Ephraim on a hill called Gash, but we've never been able to locate the hill.
A note from a Yonkers woman reads, I'm aware of an acrid wood odor that I think is coming from the fireplace when it's not burning. Is this possible, and what should I do about it?
It's very possible, for such an acrid odor can come from a mixture of moisture and wood ashes in the fireplace. To do away with it, keep the fireplace clean, the damper closed, and wire brush the back of the fireplace to remove all the soot and dirt.
An Ossining, New York youngster inquires, how are you supposed to get a daddy long legs to show you where the cows are? And does it work?
Well, you're supposed to pick up the daddy long legs and ask it where the cows are. Then, when you put it down again, the daddy long legs is supposed to show the way. It doesn't work.
Now for a message about Grape Nuts Flakes.
Grape Nuts Flakes have something new. They're sugar roasted.
Yum, 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 by Jiminy. Grape Nuts Flakes are good by Jiminy. Sugar roasted, new and better. They're richer now in sweet malt sugar. Sugar roasted, good by Jiminy. Grape Nuts Flakes, yum, yum, by Jiminy.
Yes, the new Grape Nuts Flakes are even better than ever before. They're sugar roasted. Yes, roasted in sweet malt sugar. Delicious golden sweet malt sugar to make that flavor even richer. To make that double-barrel goodness extra good. Try the new Grape Nuts Flakes. They're sugar roasted.
Yum, 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 my Jiminy. Grape Nuts Flakes are good by Jiminy. Sugar roasted, new and better. They're richer now in sweet malt sugar. Sugar roasted, good by Jiminy. Grape Nuts Flakes, yum, yum, my Jiminy.
Ask for the new Grape Nuts Flakes. They're sugar roasted.
Now back to the Answer Man. A Brooklyn woman asks, is there such a thing as a turkey with all white meat?
Yes, white turkeys produce all white, or at least all light meat.
And a Pelham Manor, New York student inquires, did the people of Europe have much knowledge of Arabia in the 18th century?
No, their knowledge of Arabia was mainly based on the works of the early Greek and Latin writers, such as Herodotus, Strabo, Pliny, and Ptolemy.
A Prospect Plains, New Jersey housewife wants to know how she can protect some shelves of canned and preserved foods.
You might tack a piece of oilcloth on the edge of each shelf so that it hangs down over the contents of the shelf below. This will keep harmful light and heat from the canned and preserved foods.
This question comes from a Philadelphia listener. What was the worst blizzard the East has ever suffered?
Those who survived it say the blizzard of 1888. The blizzard blew from March 11th to March 14th, with New York and Philadelphia being the city's hardest hit. The wind at one time blew the snow at a rate of 46 miles an hour.
A Stamford, Connecticut man asks, in English slang, what is a downy cove?
A very wily and crafty individual.
And a woman writes from Passaic, New Jersey. We're carrying on our annual feud with the mice. As always, they're stealing the cheese and leaving the trap unsprung. Is there any way we can treat the cheese so the mice can't steal it?
Yes. Sear the cheese with a lighted match after you've fixed it in the trap. The heat will cause the cheese to cling there by its melting and hardening again. And the odor of heated cheese should be even more enticing to the mice.
A letter from a Larchmont, New York listener reads, as I remember it, the first Thanksgiving was a celebration of a bumper crop the pilgrims had harvested. Am I right? And what was the crop?
You are right. The crop was 20 acres of corn and 6 of barley and peas.
A Brooklyn boy inquires, is it true that Richard the Lionhearted was once saved by his music teacher?
It is. His name was Blondel. And while Richard was prisoner of the Duke of Austria, Blondel traveled through Palestine and all parts of Germany searching for his master. Finally, he heard that a famous prisoner was confined in Durenstein Castle. Placing himself under a tower of the castle, Blondel began to sing one of the French lays which he had formerly composed for Richard. Scarcely had he finished the first stanza when a voice from the dungeon of the tower took up the melody. Thus, Blondel discovered his king, returned to England, obtained Richard's ransom, and set him free. He was always known thereafter as the faithful Blondel.
Before the next question, an announcement about Colgate Dental Cream.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a cleans your teeth.
Colgate toothpaste
cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a cleans your teeth.
And no other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning your teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. Colgate Safe Polishing Agent cleans your teeth gently and safely, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth, Colgate Dental Cream instantly, yes, instantly, sweetens breath.
So don't take unnecessary chances. Use Colgate Dental Cream twice a day and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
So brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a cleans your teeth.
Now here's the next question. A Manhattan homemaker asks, why does a little ammonia in dishwater make the grease come off pots and pans easier?
The ammonia increases the alkalinity of the water, which in turn dilutes the grease.
And a Spotswood, New Jersey listener wants to know if there's any standard size for the old-fashioned beaker.
No, the old beaker varied in size, but was usually of the same design, a flat bottom and sides tapering outwards from the base. They were without handles and were usually of pewter or silver.
A man writes from Great Neck, Long Island. Please tell me if it's all right to apply putty against bare wood.
No, because the oil in the putty is absorbed, and this leaves the putty brittle and crumbling. Before any putty is applied, the wood should be given a coat of linseed oil or of thin paint to seal the pores.
A note from a Mamaroneck, New York housewife reads, please tell me if the early colonists learned how to make cranberry sauce from the Indians or if the Indians learned how from the white settlers.
Neither. Each knew how before they met the other. When the pilgrim settlers arrived in this country, they found the Indians making a cranberry sauce with maple syrup, while the people of Europe had learned to make cranberry sauce with sugar from the Scandinavians.
A young man of Philadelphia writes, the other day I heard an old New Englander talking about frost fish. What fish was that?
It could have been several, but most likely it was the tom cod. Tom Cods come when the fall frosts come.
Here's a letter from a Hohokus, New Jersey mother, which reads, "My 3-year-old daughter has trouble holding a drinking glass, yet she insists on using one. How can I fix the glass so she won't drop it?"
Snap 2 wide rubber bands around the glass at the top and at the bottom. Then the glass can slide in your daughter's hands, but she'll be less likely to keep on dropping it.
A New York City woman writes, "I was lucky enough to get a new gas refrigerator. On it are the letters AGA. What do they mean?"
American Gas Association. The letters are placed there to indicate that your gas refrigerator meets the standards of construction and performance developed by the AGA, which have been adopted by the ASA, or American Standards Association.
A young man writes from Sewaren, New Jersey, "I have a dachshund dog, and my friend says that dachshunds aren't brave. And I say they are, too. Aren't they?"
They certainly are. They were originally a hunting dog, brave enough to hunt their prey in its lair.
Now for a message about Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Hello?
Miss Cates?
Yes?
This is Clem down at the telegram office. He got a funny kind of message for you.
Who's it from, Clem?
It's from your husband. He says, "We'll be home in time for dinner. Don't forget to..." Say, what does that mean, Miss Cates?
Why, Clem, it means get bird's eye.
Yes, folks, let that whistle remind you always to get bird's eye. For example, get bird's eye French-style green beans. They're luscious green beans picked in their prime, sliced French-style, and quick frozen to keep their summer freshness for your dinner plate. They're stringless, too, ready to cook and serve. Make a note right now to get bird's eye French-style green beans. The best you ever tasted or your money back. But remember,
it can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Now back to the Answer Man. A Paoli, Pennsylvania listener asks, "Was the very first Thanksgiving proclaimed on the 3rd, 4th, or 5th Thursday in November?"
On the 2nd Thursday in December. The first Thanksgiving was proclaimed by Governor Bradford to be held on December 15th, 1621.
And a young man living in Putnam, Connecticut writes to inquire, "Why is the town of Blue Earth out in Minnesota called that?" Certainly not because it has blue dirt.
Really, because it's situated along the Blue Earth River. It's the river that was named because of the blue-green clay along its banks.
A Cobleskill, New York man wants to know if the rattlesnake is the only snake that vibrates its tail when excited.
No, the bull and fox snakes also have the characteristic of vibrating their tails to give warning. But since they have no rattles on the end of them, they seldom make any noise, except to rustle the grass or leaves which they're lying in.
And a young bride living in Scotch Plains, New Jersey asks, "Could I make candied sweet potatoes without using sugar?"
Oh, yes. For every 6 medium-sized sweet potatoes you wish to candy, use a half cup of honey, maple syrup, or corn syrup.
Here's a question from a Mount Vernon, New York woman. Do you know that poem that tells us what to be thankful for on Thanksgiving Day that you could read for us?
There are many good ones, but Thanksgiving by Ellen Topper seems to answer your question the best. It goes, "For health and strength, for home and friends, for comfort in the time of need, for every kindly word and deed, for happy thoughts and pleasant talk, for guidance in our daily walk, for all these things, give thanks."